Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm hanging out right now with Katie Dexter of Apple Tree Media Works. Katie, thank you for joining me.
Hey, Brittany. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I know things are a little busy and hectic, or at least down at this end, as we're, you know, getting ready for the new year. Lots of people are, you know, out on vacation, having some fun, spending time with family and friends. And then others of us are, you know, getting ready for that year-end wrap-up and tying up all the last-minute loose ends. And as we start the new year, we like to, you know, start with a fresh start. And I think something that would be nice to, you know, have a fresh start on, it would be some tips to spruce up your website. We were talking a little bit offline about you guys found some cool things and some new tips and advice on how to make your website a little bit more eye-catchy, a little bit more user-friendly, and to get more traffic.
Absolutely. Obviously, your main point of your website is to attract your customers and get your customers to, you know, fill out that contact form and get a hold of you for some business. So you're going to, like you said, you want it to look nice for them. Some of the new design trends we've seen around are the transparent layers over like a striking video and images. We're seeing a lot of those. Of course, you've got to be careful with that, though, because people are also looking at websites on their mobile phones, and sometimes that small screen isn't very happy with the transparent layers.
Mm-hmm.
So for definitely 2016, you know, make sure your website looks good. But also, don't forget it needs to work well. So again, think about your customer. Are they able to find what they're looking for? I've said this probably for 4 or 5 years now. If your website doesn't have a search box, make sure it has a search box, even if you don't think you need it.
Yeah, definitely. I know something that I judge websites on right off the bat, especially if I'm shopping online or something and I'm looking at something, or I'm checking out a new business that I'm kind of questioning, like, okay, is this legit or not? And one of the things I base that on is, what's their website look like? If it kind of looks like a sketchy website or a website that I kind of feel is not very 21st century, I think twice before I'd buy something on there, because I kind of look at how updated their website is. And if it looks like it's a really old school, just kind of old styled, not very new, not even new and hip, just like it just got looks old. I question if it's really up to security standards if I were to, say, purchase something. So if it doesn't look like it's, I guess, kind of up to date, that makes me think twice about that. Not even the fact of, maybe they just don't have a web person. It's like, no, if it looks like it's from, you know, the 90s or something, that makes me think twice about wanting to put payment information in on there.
Absolutely. Yep. It's worth the investment to have a decent website. Like you said, Ev, that's your first stop. It used to be the first stop was the phone book. Instead, the first stop is now, hey, let me check out this company online. So you're right. 2016 budgets should definitely include some website updates. You know, sit down with an agency, have them take a look at what you've got so far, make some suggestions. I know that we will sometimes phase things. So we have phase one, phase two, phase three. So if a budget is an issue, look for an agency that will work with you in phases, and that can definitely help your budget.
Well, that's good to know. That's good advice. If someone wants to get a hold of you because they want to talk about what to do with their website or maybe get a nice evaluation, what would they do?
Of course, you can always type in a search engine, Apple Tree Media Works, or we've got our logo right there at the bottom of the Union Edge website. We take care of you guys.
Awesome. I know you guys do a great job. And we were actually just talking about maybe, you know, new 2016, maybe spruce up the website a little bit. It's been a couple years since we've really done like a big overhaul or anything. But you guys, you do a great job. You make it real simple. We've got the search bar up in the corner just because, I mean, I definitely use it all the time. It's a great reference if you're looking for almost anything, looking for an interview, looking for a past article we've done, looking for just a particular part of the website. If you hit that search bar, it'll work. It'll pull it up, and it's real nice and handy, and it's really nice that websites do that, because I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a website, and the first thing I do is search for what I'm looking for instead of peeling through pages of sublayers and different things trying to find the content that I'm looking for.
Absolutely, yep. That search box, put it in the same place and have it there throughout the website. And you did mention sprucing up your website. So what my recommendation on that is we'll pull up your analytics, your website statistics, and we're going to pull up some heat maps. We're going to see how are people finding the information on their website and how can we make it easier to get to that information.
Well, that's really cool that you guys can pull up those kinds of analytics. That stuff is always fascinating to kind of see the trends of how people are going and how people are getting from point A to point B, because then you can kind of really evaluate what is good, what can I eliminate, is something that I thought was, you know, driving traffic to the website actually not really affecting it at all.
Right. Yep. We may have to reorder some buttons. We may have to give a new look to some of the buttons. Obviously, for you guys, Listen Now has got to be the biggest one. And if they're struggling to find that or they're searching to find that, then we haven't done our job. And so we'll definitely take a look at those heat maps and see how they're listening to you guys.
I think that's great. Do you guys have any other tips or anything new coming down the pipe for 2016 that we could, you know, maybe add to websites or businesses could use that could be in handy?
Well, video is still all the rage. You know, videos about your business, videos about your organization. With today's technology, they're so easy to make, and there's so many tools out there to do it. That's still really, really growing. Some of the social media tools are all about live video interactions. People, you know, they're okay with Facebook. It's cool that you have put up, you know, your past Christmas pictures and such. But people really want to be in on the action in real time. So social media such as Blab or Periscope are two of those video, live video interaction type tools. So keep an eye on those.
Yeah, I've heard some chirpings about Periscope. I didn't know about the other one, but I have heard of some people, some bigger, like, you know, famous people starting to use Periscope at some concerts and some events. And it's kind of a cool concept.
Absolutely. Yep. So those are both growing. So keep an eye out for those.
Definitely. There's definitely, the possibilities are endless, as I say, of things you can do to attract people to your website and, you know, get them there and hold their interest and, you know, always take the suggestions. Because mobile's another big deterrent that I kind of find kind of annoying sometimes. As much as I use my phone for everything, and there's many times where I'm just too lazy to literally just walk 2 feet to my computer and use it. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up on my iPad, and I can't tell you how many times I've been to a website where the mobile website kind of works, kind of, sort of, looks like it works, doesn't really work. I'll be touching, like, trying to get to a submenu or hitting a link, or it won't work, especially if you have to fill in the blank on fields on a mobile phone. Sometimes people need to check that before they post it because it doesn't work.
Absolutely. Yep. We find that in our office as well. You know, we've got 3 different types of phones. We check all of our client websites on. There's huge differences between the different platforms. If you're seeing a site like that, or if maybe, you know, somebody listening has a website like that, definitely give an agency a call or us a call. We call that giving your website some CSS love. And we can definitely help fix that across all the phones.
Well, that's awesome, because of that is definitely a very big task to be had, especially because so many things are going mobile in this day and age. It's everywhere.
Absolutely. Yep. 60% of your website users are looking at websites on their phones.
Wow. I never realized that.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Yeah, that's a lot more than I thought it was. I mean, I figured there'd be a substantial amount, maybe like 20-30%, but wow, 60%. I never really realized that.
Yeah, we're not walking back to our computers anymore. We're just grabbing our phones or our tablet or whatever's around, and that's how we're checking out the internet.
Yeah, I guess my past statement should have shed more light on that myself.
Yep.
I am a walking example, guys. Well, Katie, we've got about 2 more minutes here. Anything else that we should know as we start sprucing things up and moving into 2016?
Well, if your website still doesn't have a blog either, I know that kind of sounds like an old word, but those are still just as important. Make a commitment to that and have fun with that. Get a couple different people in your organization or your business coming up with topics for your blog, articles for your blog. Everybody is their own subject matter expert. That's why you hired them. So definitely tap their knowledge and come up with some articles. We enjoy doing it in our office. We've got 3 different people that write for our blog. And guess what? The search engines love it. So definitely make a commitment to that.
All right. We will definitely be having to keep that in mind as 2016 goes on. I don't know where we'll find the time for that. But, you know, somewhere. There's got to be some time somewhere because of blogging's fun. Let's be real. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, schedule it in, have a team meeting, you know, get some pizza in and just kind of sit down and think about what are the questions that people are asking, what are people searching for on our website, and then just come up with some creative topics. You guys have the experience and the knowledge, and not that hard to write. If I can do it, anybody can write an article.
Sounds good. We're definitely looking into that as things wrap up here and we launch into the new year. New year, new start, new you. All right, Katie. If real quick, before we head off, one more time, how can people get a hold of you if they've got questions or they want you guys to take a look at their website?
You can contact our office directly at 810-444-4080 or go out to appletreemediaworks.com.
Awesome. Well, Katie, have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Brittany.
All right, that was Katie Dexter of Apple Tree Media Works. I'm Brittany Sheets, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.